NPR's international desk is taking us to some captivating places we might long to visit in this time of restricted travel. Today, a Russian institution, the dacha. Now, the word means summer house, but Russians will tell you a dacha is much more than just an escape from the city. Life at the dacha is a state of mind. Reporting from where else? His in-laws' dacha, 80 miles from Moscow. Here's NPR's Lucian Kim.
It's just after 3:30 in the morning, and the eastern horizon is already all pink. The rest of the sky is a pale blue. In just a couple of more minutes, the northern sun will come rising over the tree line in the distance. Summer days are long in Russia, but the summer itself is short, and every living being takes advantage of the warm weather. That includes my 15-month-old son, Leo, who's trying to get his parents' attention from the next room.
Good morning, sunshine.
It's still early, so we take Leo into our bed. But he has a noisy toy that reminds us of the city life we've been trying to forget. Before long, everyone else is also up. And my father-in-law, Alexander, is going through the ritual of brewing coffee on the portable gas stove in the dacha's tiny kitchen. Breakfast consists of cereal, fresh berries, and thick slabs of bread with cheese. My mother-in-law, Tatiana, built the dacha in 1992, the year after the Soviet Union collapsed. It's a little cottage with vinyl siding, with two rooms on the bottom and one room on top. At first, we lived without electricity, she says. At night, we sat around a kerosene lamp and played Monopoly. The half-acre property is one of half a dozen at the end of an overgrown path on land that once belonged to a state-owned farm. The dacha used to be surrounded by wheat and oat fields, she says. And we spent our days in the woods gathering berries and mushrooms. Now there's a garden and lawn to take care of, and the drive from Moscow can take up to 4 hours depending on traffic. Tatiana has often thought about selling the dacha, but she just can't let go of it. Here all those city problems just disappear, she says, and the wilderness clears your mind. Most Russians live in cities, which empty out during the summer as people seek freedom from their stuffy apartments and the chance to reconnect with the Russian countryside. Nowadays, a dacha can refer to any country house, from a two-room shack to an oligarch's imitation French chateau. But most dachas are very simple. Since there's no running water at our dacha, the call of nature is answered in the outhouse, and we carry all our water from the well. There's always something to do at the dacha, and it's that existential physical activity that stressed-out city dwellers crave. I meet Andrei Kuznetsov, who's piling up firewood in the nearby village. During the pandemic, he lost his job as a manager in Moscow. Now he has the time to spend his days fixing up his parents' quaint old house, with intricate woodwork around the windows. Country living, he says, is 80% hard work and 20% romantic lifestyle. Andrei and his family have a large vegetable garden, chickens, and 5 goats. We also have fun, he says, like when we go swimming. Russian summers can be hot, and at a nearby lake, I meet a family cooling off. Marina Sadova, a doctor in Moscow, is spending a month at her dacha with her 2 daughters. You can't compare it to anything, she says. You fall asleep in nature and wake up in nature and sleep a lot better than in the city. Marina says she doesn't need to go all the way to a resort in Turkey or Egypt just to swim in a pool. Back at our dacha, baby Leo is playing with one of the dogs on the lawn. When the sun goes down a little, we head into the woods to look for blueberries. The path takes us through a swamp, and the whole way, we're attacked by swarms of bloodthirsty flies. We decide there are more flies than berries and return to the dacha. Next door, our neighbor Galina is mowing her lawn. She's an old family friend, and we go visit her. My wife Svetlana sits with the baby on the same swing set where she once played as a girl. Galina, now a grandmother, remembers when her children were young. Our kids put on shows right here, she says. They'd hang up curtains on the swing set, make their own costumes, and hand out tickets to the villagers. Now, a new generation has returned to those swings. Pretty soon, it's bedtime for Leo. Back at the dacha, I mix some water in a plastic tub, and in goes the baby for his bath. Outside, Alexander is preparing shashlik, Russian for barbecue. Soon, it's time to put chicken, sausages, and eggplants on the grill. Finally, dinner is ready. It's time for a toast. After dinner, I go outside one last time. It's past midnight, and the northern summer sky is now more or less dark. Nighttime at the dacha is amazing. You don't hear any of the sounds of the city. No cars, no motorcycles. Just the whirring of hundreds and thousands and millions of insects in this field behind me. It's time to hit the hay. In just a few hours, the sun and our baby will be up again. Lucy and Kim, NPR News, in Yaroslavl region, Russia.